A bill that would legalize marijuana in New York State was introduced last week. The measure would regulate the sale of pot and tax it, treating it similarly to alcohol. State Senator Liz Krueger of Manhattan is not fazed by a statement from Governor Cuomo's office that her marijuana bill is a non-starter. She says so was marriage equality and the elimination of the punitive Rockefeller drug laws.
I could pull out a very long list of bills that were non-starters since I started in the Senate that actually became starters and got done. And so that's fine.
If New York were to become the third state after Washington and Colorado to legalize pot, Krueger, a Democrat, says marijuana could very quickly become a $3 billion industry. A spokesman for Senate Republicans said they have different priorities. Scott Reifs, Senate GOP spokesman, responded to Krueger's bill.
We're focused on cutting taxes to create jobs so families can stay in New York.
Krueger says legalizing marijuana would do just that, create jobs.
It starts as an agricultural product, and it would be moving through to a retail sales model. So yes, you would create jobs, and yes, you would create enormous amounts of tax revenue.
She says she's seen Governor Cuomo change his mind on issues in the past and hopes he can do so again.
I think it's important to understand that I do believe we're at a tipping point in this country where not just are states doing exactly this, but public opinion polls show that the public wants this.
She says in 2010, there were 100,000 marijuana arrests in New York State, 97% of them for possession. And she points out African Americans are far more likely to be arrested than whites, despite similar rates of pot use among both groups. For Public News Service, I'm Mark Shearer.